Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think that your version would be so much better, no one would even care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
All right, welcome to Faking Movies. I'm Lee. I'm joined here with Zach and Seth today.
Hello.
Say hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
All right, so Faking Movies, basically what we're doing here on our brand new show is taking one person and making sure that they have not seen a movie, famous or otherwise, giving them as little information about that movie as possible, and asking them to tell us what happens. At the end, those of us who have seen the movie are going to vote and figure out which version is better.
Seems good. So this week we decided to lead off with kind of a classic, I guess, but Seth had not yet seen it, so we're doing the movie Heat.
Yeah, it was kind of a blind spot for the group. I had never seen it, but knew a lot about it. Zach, you had seen it, right?
I had seen it and forgotten everything about it, so it worked out pretty well.
And I just kind of heard the name mentioned constantly, but never actually watched it.
Yeah, it's a good one for this because it does come up, like, culturally quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it stars Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer, Ashley Judd, and Natalie Portman.
Yes, that is all the information that Seth was given before we started. That was the only thing we told him about the movie.
So we imagine for some of these, well, the person in the dark might watch the trailer, but in this case, trailer and synopsis sort of gave too much away. So Seth is extremely in the dark in this one.
I don't even know what year this took place in.
Oh, that is an excellent little tidbit. Yeah. Not knowing the year is really good for the creative juices.
Yeah.
You know, I watched the movie yesterday. I'm not entirely sure what year this movie took place in. So
it's like a movie out of time, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so we also told Seth who the director of the movie was, Michael Mann.
Right.
Did that shape your version of the movie at all, or
not especially? And besides, like, we'll be coming up with this version of the movie as we go, so
right.
Without saying it, Lee, do you know other Michael Mann things? I am ignorant of them.
Yeah,
I do. I know a few. Okay. I've seen one or two of them. I'm just aware of a few others. He has a style, I think, is safe to say.
Yeah.
Well, if this movie is any indication, I could not disagree. Yeah.
Do you have any, like, titles or something? I have no idea.
I don't want to give you more info.
Okay. All right.
We can talk about that afterwards if you want. But
all right.
I want you to be as in the dark as possible.
Had I done any research at all, I probably would have looked up the director after you guys sent me the director, but I did not. And I couldn't remember his name, so... You know.
I'm so glad you were on the honor system with us. That was
great.
It's
better this way. Yeah. All right, Seth, you want to lead us off here?
Okay, so I got two different ideas, and they're in two not completely different genres, but reasonably different genres. And so we have one that's like a post-apocalyptic sort of situation, and we have one that's a heist movie, but there's a twist.
I want to hear that one.
The heist one?
What about you, Zach?
I mean, I want to hear both of them. But yeah, let's start with that one.
Yeah, well, I don't remember what I wrote down because my notes are inscrutable on the science fiction one.
Good start. Oh, I still want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll come up with that one in a hot second. Okay, so in this movie, Heat... and I'm sure that, like, the ad slogan will be, like, the heat is on, or something along those lines. Yeah, it's going to be
not bad.
Stupid.
That does seem appropriate for our level of creativity.
Right. And so it's a heist movie, but it takes place after the heist. So you have either Al Pacino or good old Bob De Niro as either a former thief or a former police detective.
Okay.
So we gotta kind of choose who's gonna be what, and that'll kind of shape some other things.
So who do you really? Which version do you prefer? Who plays what in your version? This I want to know what your version.
Well. See, Al Pacino is always a cop and is always just, like, crazy, but he's also always slimy. And so that would be, like, both very good for both roles, but Robert De Niro, I kind of like him as, like, a gentleman thief sort of situation.
Okay.
More so than a police detective, but I don't know, that's kind of where I'm going.
Well, keep rolling with it.
Okay.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
Fill out the story. Give us some characters.
Okay, so what I was thinking was that the movie takes place however long after Robert De Niro apparently like pulled off an excellent heist, and then he's like in thief retirement somewhere, and then somebody starts.
So we're. Hmm? We're picking up at the end of Shawshank Redemption, starring Robert De Niro, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I really like where this is going.
Yeah. Continue. All right. That's a good way to frame it.
Good point of reference. Yeah.
All right, but then somebody is replicating all of De Niro's old crimes, like all of them.
Okay.
And so
we've got a copycat on our hands.
Yeah, we have a copycat. And Al Pacino knows that Robert De Niro did it, but could never pin him down, probably because he escaped to Mexico or whatever. And was outside of his jurisdiction, I guess, because now we're post-Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
And so somebody is replicating all the crimes. So Al Pacino goes down and meets with Robert De Niro and is like, hey... Want to help me find these bitches?
Wait, can I interject? Can I make sure, you a note?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Pacino comes down.
Yeah.
And whatever De Niro... Hey, De Niro! And De Niro turns around and goes, you talking to me?
Excellent. All
right. And then he winks. He stares at the camera for a long time and winks.
Mm-hmm.
This is my direction. I'm sorry. This is Seth's story.
And Al Pacino will then respond, "Hello, my little friend." So
this is going exactly as I thought it would. Yes.
I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
So I know Pacino has been investigating him for years. Mm-hmm. At this point, have they ever actually met?
No.
Oh, this is good. So this is the first meeting.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, this will be the first meeting. He's just been like, Pacino has been semi-obsessed, but not like crazy obsessed. So, it's just like the one that Al Pacino couldn't solve. I'm assuming this is old De Niro and old Pacino. Cause,
as in, they are physically old?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Are you asking about the actual movie, or are you talking about in your vision?
In my vision, I'm thinking that they're probably, like, mid-2000s, 2010s, maybe.
Okay.
Oh,
so I could, right. Yeah, okay. So they're both embarking on their comedy career at the time.
Oh, but no, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. No, because I have Val Kilmer and Ashley Judd as the rookie cops that are on the case.
Oh,
so
yeah, they're a little old to be rookies at that.
Yeah,
point.
So yeah. Like Ashley Judd first being in that Star Trek episode in like what 92, maybe 90. So
that put us, she was Wesley's girlfriend.
Yeah, for one episode, boy. She sure was.
Oof.
Yeah.
So you know this, but you've never heard of Heat.
Yep, it's a deep cut.
All right.
So we're in Mexico.
All right, yeah. All right. So we're in Mexico, and he convinces Robert De Niro that he'll get exonerated of all his crimes if he comes back and stuff, if he helps solve these ones for some reason. Like, I'm not sure exactly how that will work out in the film, but the thing
he's offering to cut a deal.
Yeah, Pacino is offering to cut a deal with De Niro. Oh, and Natalie Portman is Al Pacino's far too young for him girlfriend.
Okay. All right.
You know, I said Pacino often seems pretty pretty sleazy, and that seems like a real Pacino move.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Val Kilmer and Ashley Judd are the rookie cops on the case, and they're, like, pretty crappy at it, of course. And then they have to get mentored by, you know, Robert De Niro's, and we'll need to flesh out the details here. So
you're saying the thief is going to be the mentor of the cops because they're going to learn from him how to be better cops?
Well, they're going to learn, like, how he did all of his heists. Everybody, like, so Pacino knows that he did it, but there's no evidence. Just like these copycats are doing it, but there's no evidence, but he doesn't know who they are.
Got it.
So the copycats are good at this.
Yes.
They're
very, very good at it.
All right. Sounds good.
So, I haven't fleshed out a whole lot else in the middle, but I do have the ending for sure.
Okay,
so
we could skip ahead.
We can either flesh out the beginning, or we can just jump straight to the end.
Man, much like Actual Heat, not to spoil things, but you can skip a lot of the middle.
Oh, yes.
Let's go with that and just get
the exciting bits.
Okay, yeah. Well, Val Kilmer, you know, predictably, is the villain.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So it's a twist, okay.
That's the first twist.
Oh, boy.
So, Val Kilmer was the person who was perpetrating all of these crimes, but the mastermind was Ashley Judd. No. Uh-huh. You know what would be better? The mastermind should be Natalie Portman.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It should be Al Pacino's far too young for him girlfriend.
And notably not a cop in this scenario.
Yes.
Just the girlfriend. Oh, so she, like, saw... This is a long con. She saw this coming and got in with Pacino to pull this whole thing off.
Yeah, yeah. She started dating Pacino long, long ago because she knew about how he had investigated De Niro for so long.
So she was studying Pacino, studying De Niro.
Yes.
And then she recruited Kilmer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and is Ashley Judd the one who breaks the case?
I have to assume so.
Okay.
De Niro could be the one that breaks the case. No, he has to get blindsided, I guess. That makes for a better plot.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know how he's going to get blindsided.
Maybe because there's just like...
Hmm?
Oh, I say, it feels like he should be feeling betrayed, but what if it's his daughter secretly?
Oh, his secret daughter. That is good and stupidly tropey.
And he didn't know about her.
What if it's his actual daughter, but they're also dating and sleeping together?
Well, wait. So she's both De Niro and Pacino's daughter, or she's both of their girlfriends?
It's like De Niro's daughter. Okay. I thought you meant Pacino's daughter. I was like, we can get real weird with this.
It's like a junior situation with Robert De Niro in the place of Arnold Schwarzenegger, or what?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yep. If it's a boy, Junior. It's a girl, Natalie Portman.
Yep.
All right. I'm imagining a scene at the end where, like, she shoots Pacino but, like, wings him, and that's, like, a big reveal kind of thing. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, and she'll reveal her evil plan, of course. Because, I mean, we got to maintain some tropes. But I feel like Robert De Niro should have died somewhere, like, maybe in the late second act.
Maybe that's what shifts it into the final sequences. Like, his death spurs it on.
Yeah, maybe something like that, but I'm not sure how we'd go about killing off De Niro.
Right. I mean, it's he gets... this is my thought. We see him get killed, and we only see part of the sequence. We see him from behind, and there's like a shadowy figure. And you hear him saying something like, I can't believe it. Like, why didn't you ever tell me? Or something like that. And then at the end, when all the reveals are happening, we see that scene again from Natalie Portman's angle.
Right.
Where she reveals that she's his secret daughter and that she kills him for something.
Yeah, well, for being a deadbeat dad.
Right, but he didn't know she existed, man. Like, I know. We got these layers going.
That's the cruel irony.
That kind of reveal, you want to go real, like, NCIS Los Angeles with it. Like, that's really on the nose.
I'll have to take your word for it, but that. Yes.
Okay. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, I like this pitch. So Ashley Judd figures it out. What's the ultimate ending of the movie?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if they should get away with it or not. Because, like, I like how it's been really, really tropey for this entire thing. It's been doing very semi...
I think I figured it out.
What? What do you think, man?
This is what I think. Kilmer gets arrested by Judd. Like, he's going to jail for a long time for this. We assume that Pacino kills Portman.
Mm-hmm.
And we just think she does. And then post-credit sequence, her and De Niro back in Mexico.
Oh, see, I was
father
thinking,
and daughter.
I was thinking her and Ashley Judd.
Oh.
Driving off into the sunset.
So there's no good guys in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And either way, you're setting up Heat 2, like, real strong.
Yeah.
Cruise control.
Yeah. Heat 2, Cruise Control, yeah.
All sequels should be called Cruise Control.
I don't know.
Of course, yes.
It should be Heat 2, Fast, 2, Furious.
Yeah.
Heat 2, crossover, man.
Yeah.
Full Throttle? So many options.
what was the other... The sci-fi...
Oh, so the other one wasn't as well fleshed out, but we had Robert De Niro and Al Pacino as leaders of rival factions. Oh, so it's after a nuclear winter, right? And so everything is more or less destroyed because, you know, normal nuclear winter post-apocalyptic things. And Robert De Niro and Al Pacino are leaders of rival factions. And there's, like, a legend, quote-unquote, about a heat source, because everybody's desperately looking for heat all the time.
Yep. Love it. Genuinely love it.
I mean, with the other one, the way heat was tying on was like, oh, well, you got the heat on your back from the cops and that sort of thing. That's what I was thinking.
But, sure.
So in an alternate scenario in this world, this movie could have been called Food,
yeah,
is what you're saying?
It sure could.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
All right, Seth, do you want to hear what Heat is actually about?
I'm not done with my post-apocalyptic one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
there's one more part that I wrote down, and that's that They're both jockeying for, you know, whatever this heat source is and following clues, and it's like a national treasure except two ways, because we get to see both Sean Bean and Nicolas Cage's plans instead of just Nicolas Cage's horrible plans.
I can only get so hard, Seth. Let's recast this with Sean Bean and Nick Cage and make that movie.
God. Oh, that. I would see that a dozen times.
I know. It's going to be great. But it turns out the heat source everybody heard about is a false flag, and everybody dies.
Oh.
Oh, I did not see the downer ending.
That's very sad.
Yeah, it's like I'm making films in the late 70s, and we're just going to kill everybody off all the time.
You're a regular guy who did The Deer Hunter. Oh, I've not seen that.
Oh, wow.
I've seen Deer Hunter, yeah.
That one is also like a billion minutes long.
Yeah. We keep coming up with movies to watch that are really, really goddamn long.
Okay, is that the
that's about
sort of the premise?
That's
of the
all I had for that one, really.
Okay, that is pretty good. I can imagine.
Yeah,
that.
I like that too. So, Seth, let me read you the IMDb quick synopsis of Heat, and then me and Zach will throw a little bit of plot at you, and we'll.
I,
uh,
I do also very much want to cover the rest of the cast in this movie. It is endless.
Oh, really? Absolutely. If you've that pulled up.
Yeah, I will do so. Go
okay.
ahead.
So here is the really quick IMDb synopsis. I'm going to read it. I copy and pasted this right out of here. I'm going to leave the typos in.
Okay.
A group of professional bank robbers start to feel the heat from police.
Hey!
When they unknowingly leave a clue at their latest heist, while both sides attempts to find balance their personal lives with their professional lives.
Oh. I mean, so I guess I kind of had to assume that it was a crime movie if it was Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in the same movie.
You, yep. So, Zach, tell him the cast, because this is...
Okay. Yeah, so Lee and I debated a bit about sort of how much of the cast to give you. I don't know that other people would ruin it. It just gets really complicated. So here are some notable... people that are left out. John Voight.
Okay.
John Voight in a just luxurious mullet. It's out of control.
Oh, his hair is horrifying.
He looks older than he physically is now in 2017.
Jesus.
Like, it's amazing.
He's like a
scarecrow. By the way, this movie is from 95.
95. Yeah. So, essentially, John Voight looks like a scarecrow's carcass in this movie.
Yeah, no, that's like a scarecrow from Alabama that died.
Oh, he's got an Alabama accent, too?
No, it's just the mullet is just in full force. It's out of control.
Understood.
He also dresses like a scarecrow in this movie, surprisingly.
He does. Yeah, it's weird. Tom Sizemore.
Okay.
Notable, like, mid full-on cocaine insanity, I assume.
Ah. And this was pretty early in his fame, so, like, he was riding that pony for a while.
Yeah, he doesn't show it. Like, there's notable lack of Sizemore antics, but he's pretty good at it.
He's one of the more grounded characters, for sure.
Well,
amazingly.
Yeah, that's a little insane that Tom Sizemore is one of the most grounded characters in this movie.
It's balanced, yeah. Let's see. Ted Levine.
Mm-hmm.
In quick succession, all three of these people were in the movie for... maybe 10 minutes. Hank Azaria,
okay.
Danny Trejo, and Henry Rollins.
What the hell?
Danny Trejo plays a character named Trejo, by the way.
Danny Trejo always, like, plays either, like, scary Mexican one or his own name.
There was a little
movie.
Bit of both in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an inanimate object. So he's scary Mexican guy, Danny Trejo, or some kind of object. Like a type. Like, there's going to be a Danny Trejo movie called The Typewriter coming out, and just people are just pushing his buttons, and then they push him too far.
Oh, my God. Trademark. And then I guess the other notable people, Jeremy Piven, a very young Jeremy Piven, plays a scared doctor for, like, a whole 30 seconds. And then, I guess last but not least, Tone Loke shows up.
Oh.
Yes, Tone Loke is in the movie, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yep. And then, like, okay, so if you're on the actual, like,
oh, Dennis Haysbert is in it, too.
Oh, I left out, like, many people. Yeah, he's in it. William Fichtner's in it. There's just everybody.
Well, William Fichtner's one of, like, the bad guys, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the cast page... like, outside of those people, is still another, like, 3 miles long. There's just so many people.
Did we mention that this movie is 3 hours long?
Yeah. It comes in at 2:52.
I did not expect that. I expected it to be, like, just from that first synopsis, for it to be, you know, like, maybe 2 hours. You maybe could fill out 2 hours with that plot. Maybe.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You could. And they did, and then a whole another 50%.
They spent a lot of time. There's a lot of time in the movie spent on the personal lives aspect of it.
No.
And it drags. Like, also, there's a scene in it that's apparently super famous. It's like De Niro and Pacino face to face. They're just in a diner talking to each other.
Oh, they're not making out?
Right. No. I was pissed.
If Finally, this, like, that De Niro Pacino fan fiction is just going to skyrocket. Like,
there's this scene that I've heard people, yeah, they faced two actors for the first time sharing a scene together, and it was like, I don't fucking care about this.
Yeah. There is a lot of character building, but, like, the weird part is they play themselves. Like, De Niro is just doing, like, this sort of stoic De Niro, and Pacino's doing, like, crazy Pacino, and it's like, yeah, no, we get it. Like, you were at the height of your fame at this point. Like, it's, I don't know why we have to get into this for an hour and a half before anything happens.
Can I say about the crazy Pacino? This is one of the most unpleasant crazy Pacino performances because it's wrapped up in Pacino still trying.
Yeah.
And there's, I can do just full crazy, and it's like, okay, I get it. He doesn't care anymore. And I can do good 70s, 80s Pacino stuff. But this, like, half-assing it and then randomly screaming Pacino is just the worst shit.
Mm-hmm. So, I notoriously don't watch old movies, but I recently watched Dog Day Afternoon for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
What a disappointment this movie is after that. Like, yeah. Oh, goddamn. Like, you're right, he's, like, sort of trying, but he's also sort of phoning it in. Like, you can tell after every take, he's like, did I yell enough? Like, yeah, he didn't give a shit.
I saw a little bit of trivia that apparently he was playing the character as someone who was, like, struggling with a secret cocaine addiction, and you can, like, it's obvious.
So he's playing himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he have a cocaine addiction during this film? Yeah.
So I want to point out how nervous I got when you started describing the cop movie version.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were nailing plot points right at that start. Yeah,
I mean, it's with those actors, what in the hell was I supposed to do?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah, it kind of writes itself, at least at a high level. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like, yeah,
Pacino
so really
is the cop chasing De Niro. De Niro wants to get out of it and, like,
oh,
go
shit,
live
it
his
was
life.
Pacino as the cop?
Oh, yeah.
Of course
all
it
right,
was.
So, yeah, let's talk similarities. Pacino cop, De Niro bad guy.
But he's a bad guy with a code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Val Kilmer, notably also a bad guy. He is a reckless bad guy.
Yeah, yep. No, he's the demolitions expert on the team. He just has some personal demons.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a real wild card for sure. Yeah,
and Ashley Judd is his wife, who is fed up and wants to, like, be out of the life.
So okay, so, all right. So this is another similarity because we have Val Kilmer and Ashley Judd as partners in.
Yeah,
both.
You knew the chemistry was going to be flying. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and then so man, you were real close with Natalie Portman
in
the movie. Like, all right, so in real heat, let's say worse heat. We'll just call it
yeah,
worse
I'm,
heat.
I, yeah, yeah. I mean, that gives away kind of the reveal here at the end. But,
uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I assumed it was implied how we were voting at this point. But, yeah. So Natalie Portman plays Al Pacino's third wife's daughter, is my understanding.
Yes, I think that's correct.
Yeah, so not love interest, but daughter came up with De Niro, and I was like, oh, we're doing it. So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
She is also, like, I don't know, what do you think, Lee, 15 in this? She's very...
Maybe. Young. Maybe
yeah.
15,
yeah, so it's,
yeah,
like, after Leon the Professional, but before, what, episode one?
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Right, yep. Right book ended. Yeah.
Yeah.
It ends with, so, like, yeah, a showdown between De Niro and Pacino, mm-hmm, after, like, a job gone wrong.
Yeah. So job goes wrong. Kilmer gets shot but lives?
I think I can't remember if he dies, he dies off screen.
Yeah, they took him to Jeremy Piven and got him to take out bullets or whatever. Madsen gets straight up brained
shit.
Pacino.
Who?
Yeah, he eats one hard.
Do you mean Sizemore?
Sizemore. Oh, Jesus. Whatever.
You're getting your crazies wrong.
At this point, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, job goes very wrong. They stole just so much money. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so that's, oddly enough, that is like 2 hours into the movie where all the fun starts happening. And then another hour happens where just nothing. They're just chasing each other around for an hour.
That's what bugged me so much about the movie, was so terribly paced. It starts with a heist. Heist is immediately over.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 2 hours of really, like, barely playing cat and mouse.
So did you guys like get stuck with a director's cut or something, and that's why it's so needlessly long?
No.
This is like feature length, I think. Yeah, that was like release.
This is how long this movie is.
The theatrical version was 3 hours of Robert De Niro and Al Pacino just kind of circle jerking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, they were at the height of their career. Like, I don't know when, like, Goodfellas and all that
this
shit.
This is not long after Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think they literally just thought, like, we cannot go wrong.
This might be the same year as Casino. So Pacino was deeply embedded in a 3-hour movie kind of phase.
Sure. But yeah, at the end.
So this extra hour, was it characterized by tedious romantic subplots, which is,
Yes, it was.
My most hated thing in any movie.
So Lee was saying this movie's like wildly misogynistic.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, Lee.
Great.
All the women in it are just, goals for the, like, De Niro meets Amy Brenneman.
Mm-hmm.
Who is very young in this movie, and she picks him up at a restaurant because he's an interesting looking guy who shops at the bookstore she works at, and they're gonna like run away together after he does his final job, but he's he has to go make things right for his buddies who got killed, and like he just abandons her at the end. And
okay,
I think one of the lines is he's like, come with me to
Fiji,
Panama,
something
stupid. Yeah,
Aruba or Jamaica.
he literally says, "Ooh, I want to take you." In the movie.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was. He looks right into the camera and says,
"There's a lot of staring at the camera."
Is this movie actually just like Beach Boys lyrics just spread out for 3 hours?
Oh my god! Now that you mention it, oh my god,
we should make that one. I would like to see that one.
But yeah, so she's like, oh, but I've got a job. And he looks at her and he just goes, ah, you don't need money. I got money. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, just like, trust him.
That's the whole thing.
She's like, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So the women have no agency whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
Zero.
Yeah.
And the men are like explicitly shitty to them. And they keep being like, ah, but I love you. Like that whole thing.
I feel like that's a really common thing in the 90s, though, isn't it? And, well, forever, actually.
Yeah, pump your brakes, because that's,
unfortunately.
Us three guys sure know the right way to write women in movies, don't we?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so then, the very end, I think, I watched this morning in a sleepy haze of, like, sadness, but I believe De Niro dies?
Yeah, Pacino kills him.
Hey!
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Hey, I guessed that, too.
Yeah.
So should we let's vote. So let's do both of them. So we've got Heat versus, let's call it Humid. Seth's detective Heat is.
What if we do? Let's do IMDb out of 10 ratings for both.
Okay.
What do you say?
Okay.
All right.
So Heat by Michael Mann's Heat. What do you what do you give it, Zach?
I'm gonna go like a solid 5.5, I think. Like, it was somewhat entertaining at times, but it just dragged on and on and on, and yeah, I go like 5.5,
3.
6 maybe.
Three, full stop.
Three.
Damn, dude.
Three.
Whew. Harsh. All right, well, so actual IMDb rating, 8.2. That is up there.
Yeah, it's in the 250, the top 250. Yeah.
I feel like people just love things because they, like, are quote-unquote classics.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Oftentimes.
I've heard of this described as, like, a real, like, an ultimate guy movie, and, like,
oh.
I get it, but
no, that's the Fast and the Furious movies.
Agreed.
Come on.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Goddamn right. Okay, so Seth's, what do you think?
Seth's Heat, which I'm calling Humid. This is the crime story version.
Right.
So Humid, I'm going to give that a 7, because I think it would be fun, even though it's all the same twists and turns that we're used to.
It's a little contrived.
Yeah, but I think we'd get it in like maybe 100 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
it's a 6.5 in the real world. It's an 8 on USA on a Saturday afternoon.
For the 13th time this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think of
I just assume there's going to be like a 24-hour humid marathon.
Yeah, the only human takeover.
Memorial Day? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a perfect Memorial Day film. Yeah.
I've got the promo for it, too. It's like, if it's not the heat, it's the humidity. We're showing humid for 24 hours.
We do characters. Yeah.
And then we'll show heat once, and it'll take the same amount of time.
Yeah, I think as long as Seth as EP agrees to bring it in under 2 hours, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good with like 7.5 for sure.
Cool. Right.
I think as you mentioned, there's a lot of sort of familiar tropes, but man, like if it ain't broke, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
now the sci-fi epic food.
Food.
Yes. Food.
What do you think about that one, Zach?
I mean, it was like decidedly less fleshed out, mm-hmm. but I think it had real potential. Sci-fi is very hot these days, so I mean, if we're making it in 2017,
it's very hot. A bunch
of old guys. Like, if we play Pacino and De Niro as like current age, I think it's even better. I'd go like a solid 7.58 on that one too. Yeah.
Okay.
It could really that could make serious money for sure.
I'm gonna rate this one, and it's gonna be a 4-hour epic. This one's gonna be even longer.
Oh, it's gonna be like Dune, except worse.
I would very much like to revise my review in that case.
So, in my mind, this is like a 4-hour epic, and watching it right now, I give it a 5 just because it's so long. But it obviously came out in like 1978.
Yeah,
and it won Best Director and Best Picture, so that's my rating.
Hey, if we're going Dune, can we just get Lynch to direct it? Because then, whew,
it would
like 2017 Lynch. So then it's either going to be a 2 or like a 9.
Yeah,
like God only knows.
There's nothing in between with David Lynch.
That's yes, that's absolutely correct.
What if, however, everything was CGI?
Oh, so we're getting Cameron involved.
Yeah. Well, then it's going to cost, what, like $500 million?
Yeah.
What if we go really big? Cameron goes bigger than he ever has.
Yeah.
Like Avatar Plus.
I mean,
it takes him 14 years to make it.
I rescind this because I hate movies that are all CGI. Well,
we have time to rate it because it'll come out in like 2031.
Right.
So, yeah. That's fine.
I hate Avatar so much. That's such a horrible goddamn movie.
I've never actually seen it. I have seen about 20 minutes of it on mute at a bar on Christmas night.
That's
probably
level.
About the right time to watch it, yeah.
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 Like you casually watch darts, it's about the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That was about the energy level for watching that movie at the time.
Except instead of darts, it's an 8-foot-tall Sigourney Weaver that's blue.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So same very thing. Similar, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
So it sounds like both Seth films. Let's edit out that last name. Sounds like both Seth films are the winners today.
All right.
Fully agreed. Yeah.
And the tagline on both of them will be better than heat.
So it's heat colon better than heat?
No, that's the tagline. So it's just going to be on the posters. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right. And we named them humid and food. So
Yeah. Better than heat, right. Says friends.
That's how posters work. So,
says Gene Shalit.
No, you have to throw some weird pun in there if it's Gene Shalit.
Oh, yeah. You won't have to beat the heat with this one.
They say it's not the heat, it's the heat. I just did the same pun again.
You
never
just
mind.
Did the same
Yep, perfect. All right. Well, I think we solved it. Do we want to, I guess, talk about the next one we're doing? Lee, you're going to be the watcher, or the non-watcher in this case.
Yeah.
So you want to reveal that one?
Yeah. Next time. Stay tuned. You know, we are going to be doing the newest Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I have seen the first one and the trailer for the newest one, and I have a vague idea of what actors are in it. and I am certain that my version will be better.
Bold predictions. I love it.
And it will be called Pirates of the Caribbean, Better Than Heat.
It still works.
Yeah, that's crazy. I still buy it.
All right, sounds good. Well, till next time.
Yep.
Till next time, Seth did it better.
Oh. Seth did it better. That's our new tagline. Seth did it better.
Seth did it better.
Excellent. I love this.
All right.
All right.